Ooh-wee. I don't know if y'all are ready for this. The boys are gone and got themselves in a bit of a pickle. I don't know how they're gonna weasel their way out of this one. Of course, it's all just make-believe, so I guess it don't really matter. Or does it?
Let's see. Okay, that's on. This is plugged in. I click the button. It looks like we're recording. Hi. Hello. This is Cowboy, if you didn't already know. I hope you're not too disappointed. I also hate to be the bearer of bad news. You see, the Red Bullet can't be with us for this episode. He's kind of absent at the moment. I know this is a bit irregular, so I hope you'll bear with me. Everything will be explained in due time. As of the time of this recording, we only have bits and pieces of information. My hope is that by documenting this process, we'll be better able to figure out the clues that have already been discovered, and overturned war clues, which help us solve the mystery of his disappearance. Yes, that's right, his disappearance. I feel I have only myself to blame. I take full responsibility, actually. If I hadn't taken him to that evil sorceress, this would never have happened. And by evil sorceress, I mean the hypnotist lady in the camper outside of town. I suppose she's kind of a gypsy, not that I have anything against the bohemian lifestyle, you know. I suppose it's people like her that give the rest of them a bad name. I'm getting off track. Sorry, maybe I should back up. So most of you know how Mullet was having trouble sleeping. At least you would know if you'd been listening to the last couple of broadcasts. He tried lots of remedies, but nothing worked, so he wanted to go meet this hypnotist he saw on late-night TV. I objected, naturally, but you know how he can be. We drove out there, and she welcomed us into her little mobile unit, which was densely decorated with old knickknacks and tchotchkes and smelled like incense and mothballs. And after he told her his problem, she turned the lights down low, and I noticed there was a soft ambient music coming from somewhere, maybe Enya, I don't know. She then pulled an antique-looking medallion from a little wooden box. You know, antique may be an understatement. It looked ancient, really, like it was from Egypt or Mesopotamia or something. Very tarnished but ornate and embedded with some jewels. Anyway, she proceeded to wave this in front of Mullet's face, and she mumbled something that sounded like Latin, but I'm not very good with dead languages myself. But he seemed to doze off after a couple seconds. Then she snapped her fingers and he woke up. After that, everything seemed to be fine. He went back to sleeping like normal and said he was feeling rested. Of course, I wasn't there. We don't live together. I have my own place in town, where I pay rent to my landlord, who also happens to be my father, but for all intents and purposes, I had no reason to think anything was out of the ordinary. We went on patrol, did our investigating, worked on our inventions, all the usual things, but then we started getting calls about strange happenings around the area. Break-ins, mostly, to antique malls, thrift stores, roadside museums and such, but no money was ever taken, only oddly specific artifacts and pieces of broken pottery, stuff like that. It became obvious to us that someone was attempting to assemble something out of this junk, but we didn't know what, and we didn't know who. On top of all that, RM kept turning up with odd abrasions on his arms, little cuts and scrapes and some bruises. He said he didn't know where they came from, but like Like I think he mentioned, that's not unheard of when we have lots of fighting to do, which was not the case as of late. He also complained of sore muscles and aching feet, which was also weird since we haven't done any vigorous exercise or foot traveling. Finally, one afternoon, he came to pick me up, and his nose was bleeding. He hadn't even noticed, but it worried me. I insisted we go back to the hypnotist to see if we could get some answers, but when we got to the place where we found her the last time, she wasn't there. Typical. We tried calling the number from the TV commercial, but it was disconnected. The trail was basically cold, so we went back to looking into the antique robbers, which was also very difficult. Whoever they were good. Stealthy, clean, stayed out of sight of witnesses and security cameras. We did manage to compile some photographs of the missing items, and you could see, if you could see this cork board we have here behind me, it's got clues on it. RM calls it the clork board. Anyway, we started piecing some things together. Here we have a fragmented clay tablet with some undiscernible writing on it. This is a segment of a Native American painting on a buckskin. Over here is a portion of a Norwegian Viking shield with some runes carved into it. This, I think, is supposed to be a giant fecal mass from an extinct dodo bird, but it could just be a regular pile of bird poop. There are other things, like this broken staff from an Aztec witch doctor, and this dagger from a Spanish conquistador. Very interesting compilation of items, you can imagine, but we couldn't find any direct correlation. They seem random. We were trying to get a linguist and a historian to come take a look, but before we could do that, Mullet vanished. I should point out that it's not uncommon for the red mullet to go AWOL for brief periods of time. Often he will follow a lead or something and forget to call me, but sometimes he'll think he has the situation under control, and I will inevitably have to bail him out of trouble. I keep a tracker on his cell phone and another in his utility belt just in case this happens, and I usually allow an 8 to 12 hour window before I start to worry. But now it's hour 36 almost, and I can't find him with the trackers. The last place it pinged him was about 3 miles from here. The truck is still in the barn, and his footprints only lead to the road. I did manage to get some help from Piggy Tails with her bloodhound, but he lost the scent after a while. I'm afraid I might have to call in reinforcements. I wonder if that Razor Bachman character is available.
Hey, Sloppy Joe here for Eric's Secret Stash. Where do you go for the best product on the market? It doesn't matter, because if it's anywhere other than Eric's Secret Stash, you're getting your fix in the wrong places, man. Only Eric knows where he scores his sweet merch and how he sells them to you at the best prices around. No other dealer compares, man. Hard to find collectibles and tons of stuff you've never even heard of before. Look for Eric's Secret Stash at a comic and toy convention near you, and find him year-round on his Facebook page. Don't forget to tell him that Sloppy Joe sent you.
Okay, I made some calls, but without much luck. Razor Bachman is in New Mexico, and old Bully Frog is getting a coronary bypass, so they're out. Needless to say. Interesting development, though, that I wanted to share with you. While I was on the phone, I got a message from Mullet. It went straight to voicemail. Unfortunately, it's not very helpful. Here, I'll play it for you.
CB, I hope you get this message. I'm sure you're probably worrying about me. Well, this time you might have cause to worry. I ain't got a clue where I am. I woke up in this here place. It's dark and damp and musty. Kind of like a basement or cellar or something. Hoping I see some way out once the sun comes up. However, whoever it is that put me here must not have known. I keep my phone in my boot, but they did take my utility belt. So, someone's coming. Hold on. Hey, who are you? What do you want with me? Hey, give that back.
Like I said, not much to go on, but at least he's alive for the moment. However, what happened next is causing me a considerable amount of consternation. Well, here, listen to this.
Cowboy, it's me again. Just ignore that last message. I'm fine. Nothing to worry about. I'll be home soon. Don't come looking for me. Thanks. You're the best. Bye.
Does that sound off to anyone else? I mean, I've known him since we were kids, and he's never told me I'm the best. Something very worrisome is going on here. I'm going to make some more calls, and one of them might have to be to the police. Be right back.
Are you tired of unbiased reporting on important topics from mainstream media? Wish there was something to cleanse your palate and chase your cares away. How about a totally nonsensical podcast that revolves around completely trivial pop culture content? How's that sound? How about this? It's even hosted by a bunch of unqualified nobodies with nothing better to do than spout off their uninformed opinions about irrelevant subjects. Sound even better? Then Geek Tank Radio is for you. I mean, who wants to listen to experts talk about stuff that affects our day-to-day lives? Not me. So if you're looking for an eloquent, well-researched news broadcast, look somewhere else, because you're definitely in the wrong neighborhood. Listen to Geek Tank Radio anytime on SoundCloud or at 1019kissfm.iheart.com.
So I talked to Perma von Braun, who you might remember is the brother of Blond Pador, a guest we had on the show a few episodes back. He suggested I drive around with my laptop and an antenna modification to try and amplify the signal strength of the trackers. I'm not totally convinced it will work, but I don't have many other options. I did contact the police and filed a missing persons report, and yes, I'm sure RM is going to chew me out for it when he gets back. I'm afraid when it comes down to it, I'm simply not as resourceful as he is.
What in Sam Hill are you talking about, boy?
Hey, sir, I was just...
Just what? Wasted time? Feeling sorry for yourself?
No, not at all. I was simply pointing out...
That you ain't as good as the almighty Red Mullet. Well, that's a load of steaming...
Actually, we're recording this, so...
I don't give a cross-eyed... You keep sitting around with your thumb up your butt, and that boy's gonna wind up getting mailed to us in a handcrafted whiskey jug.
No wonder we don't have you on the show more often.
You still talking? Son of a... If your daddy wasn't a mayor, I'd box your ears three ways to Sunday. Listen to me closely, because I ain't going to say it again. Red Mullet wouldn't be nothing if it weren't for Cowboy. You boys are two sides of the same coin. Can't have one without the other. Sure, he's brave and brazen and agile and tough, but he ain't smart or thoughtful or cunning or careful. That's you. You are the brains of this operation. Always have been. So if you can't find out where that dummy is, can't nobody find him.
But how? I don't know where to start.
What are you asking me for? If I knew that, I wouldn't be trying to talk you into it. Sorry.
You really think we can find him?
I'm done talking. You need me to drive you around while you play with your toys, I'll do it. Otherwise, y'all don't wake me up when you get home.
You don't even have a driver's license.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay, give me an hour.
That's more like it. You got 20 minutes.
Well, fine.
When it comes to making independent comics for little or no profit, nobody does it better than Camel Eye Studios. With their long history of abject failure, the creators at Camel Eye Studios are experts at producing content that will be utterly ignored and completely shunned by any and all potential customers. That's you! You are the vital piece that is frequently absent from the puzzle which constitutes any kind of successful business model, so far explored by these inept entrepreneurs. And for that, we'd like to thank you. If it weren't for your extreme lack of interest, we might actually feel like our efforts were worth the time and trouble. Your apathy is what keeps us going. Here's to many more years of popular indifference. Camel Eye Studios. If it makes money, we're obviously doing something wrong.
So, we figured that Mollett must have been sleepwalking, since he didn't seem to know how he arrived at the place he was in the first message. He probably got to where we lost the trail and somebody snatched him up in a vehicle and took him, well, who knows where. We've been traveling up and down these old back roads for a couple hours now. I still can't pick up a signal. I'm not even sure if these modifications work.
They would.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence, but we don't seem to be any closer to finding him. But hey, what are you doing?
Porting over. I gotta take a leak.
Oh, okay. I'll stay here.
Well, I don't need your help.
What are we doing out here? Where are you, Mullet? Why did I just let you talk me into taking you to that gypsy witch? And what is she up to? And what is taking that old man so long? Are you about done yet? Old timer, you fall and can't get up or something? Oh, jeez. Papa, where'd you go?
The Red Mullet Cast is brought to you today by Simple Delights. Need a fantastic dessert for your next party or event? Want something that looks spectacular and tastes even better? Let Simple Delights tantalize your taste buds with their specialty treats. Find them on Facebook at Simple Delights by Amanda.
All right, so now, not only have I lost the Red Mullet, but I also lost his grandfather. If you need anyone lost, just leave them with me. Apparently, I'm pretty good at it. I spent the last 20 minutes looking for him, half expecting to find his lifeless old body lying in a ditch. It's pitch black out here except for these headlights. I'm gonna try honking the horn again, just in case he's within hearing distance, which is unlikely since he already wears a hearing aid. And I guess I keep waiting at least until the sun. Ah! What the? What's going on? Who did that? Cheese and crackers.
You want them to know we're coming?
Where have you been?
Doing your job.
Well, wait a minute. Let who know?
Dang hippie enchantress in a cult. That's who.
You mean you saw them? Where?
I heard their horrible music through the trees when I was relieving myself. It was awful. Accordions and ukuleles and panpipes and tambourines. Terrible.
How far?
A quarter mile that way. We going in?
You are staying right here with the truck. I am going to get a closer look.
Suit yourself. I'm going to take a nap.
Okay. There's only about a dozen of them. They've set up camp around an old dilapidated church building. I bet my udder that they're keeping Mullet in the basement there. Of course. Well, get your rest, old man. You've earned it. But the sun's gonna be up soon, so if I don't do something now, we'll lose the cover of darkness. Wish me luck, faithful listeners. See you on the other side.
Already. That whippersnapper's probably done gone and got himself captured or enchanted or boiled in a stew or something. Well, I guess we'll all just have to wait and find out, won't we? Until next season, this has been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet, Cowboy, and even me, Pawpaw Lonnie, were created by Jay Chu. Hope you all join us next time for more Red Mullet content.